Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
The easy way to homeschool is to do it year-round. Now, I know this is a minority opinion, and look, however you do it, I'm cheering for you, but let me just walk you through a thought or two about why year-round might work. My name is Fred Ray Librand, and my wife and I homeschooled five kids all the way from birth to college, and they've done quite well, and we did it year-round. Now, when I say that, in the summer, certain times, we could take breaks. We might do a, especially if the kids got older, connected to youth group, their friends, they had friends in schools, and so we coordinated some of the breaks around when their friends were out so they could hang out with friends, because we think relationships are a big deal, especially with good friends. We also might have a modified time where they might do some work, maybe just math or something like that. But in our experience, since we're trying to build them to be self-taught, you know, involved in teaching themselves, kind of self-learning dynamic, we wanted them to be able to go at a pace that made sense to them as they mastered subjects or sections of subjects and moved on. So in wrestling that through, one of the things that became very, very obvious is that math in particular goes away really fast when you don't practice it. And so this math issue was, in our way of thinking, a big deal. And what we wanted to do was keep them fresh and solid in their math. And so it seemed to make a lot of sense that when you do math in the school system, pretty much you finish the book in the year and then you go to a new book the next year. If you'll pay attention, a good 25% or more of that new book is review from the last year. Well, we're taking out the need to do that review. We're taking out the need to try to recapture it and understand it. And what happens to a human being when they have to restart every year, their confidence, the majority of their confidence breaks down. They don't know if this is their subject, and they start deciding, I'm not made for math because it's hard and catching up and remembering. Why not let them just go ahead and master it? And what we found, of course, the way we did it is we had everybody get up and they didn't start school until everybody was there. So there's some accountability going on. We did keep up with the progress they made. So we did record it. We didn't leave them totally to themselves, but we weren't forcing a pace. We just had to record it because we didn't know who in the government, who wherever needs to see this stuff. And as a result, starting at, you know, about 7 in the morning, they were through by 12:30 or 1. You know, depending on what was going on, but they're through a little bit late lunch, but lunch, and then the rest of the day is free. And if you start counting up those hours, if you start going through the process and seeing how many hours in a day they don't do homework, they aren't in school, they aren't riding a bus, etc., it turns out that you'll find out doing it year-round this way. In our context, reading, writing, arithmetic, 2 hours of math, an hour of writing, 2 hours of reading, some exercise, other things thrown in, but that's basically the formula and our form. They're spending terrific, you know, dramatic amounts less time than kids who are involved with school. So, you know, mass education type dynamics. And so what we found was, once they understood that, it's very efficient because the rest of their day and evening, they were free. Some like to read, they make movies, they hang out with friends, they did all kinds of stuff, Boy Scouts, etc. And so as a result, they had their lives. They did school in a very intensive, proper way, ongoing, so they never got behind, never got lost, and developed, and I'd say this is the most important, developed a disposition that learning is a day in, day out, ongoing thing. And they're all that way now. Whereas, I mean, the reason we take summers off, the best I can discern, is because of the agrarian nature of America, where farms, family farms and other contexts like that, needed students during the summer months, you know, the harvest, the growing months, rather, to help make homework, to survive, to be able to can and put up things or whatever all went into it. And so as a result, we created this idea, you do school, and then separately it's not school, and then it is school, rather than, I really don't think it should be about school or not school, it should always be about learning. We're always learning. And what we found is school helps us learn sometimes, and tutors help us learn sometime, and reading a book on our own can help us, and working with somebody who knows a particular artisan craft, blacksmith or something, can teach us something, and you go down the list. So what I'm suggesting is you might want to think this through and realize the value of the year-round. There's one other thing that I liked about it, and that was we didn't feel rushed or pressured. We weren't trying to just get through the material. We're trying to get the material through them. We wanted them to master their math, or master this level of reading, or master this level of writing. And that could take however long it needed to, because we weren't thinking about a segment or a quarter or finishing by this point. We were thinking about ongoing, let's do better tomorrow than we did today. And let's learn a little more tomorrow than we did yesterday. So,